Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation is a Bible-believing, multi-ethnic, non-denominational church hoping to transform the world one life at a time. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
So today my message is on the age-old conflict between the spirit and the flesh. And my prayer is that we will have a confidence, that we'll know that we'll be able to win this battle because we'll just have a little bit better understanding of the way it's won. And the battle plan is all set up for us right in the Bible. And it's in Galatians 5, 16 through 17. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. So anyway, this I thought of a story, and this story, some of you have heard it before, but it fits in so well, I just had to break it out again. And it's when Jim and I, when we first led our first Connect group, and so I ran out to the store, I wanted to get some coffee mugs, so I go to the dollar store, and I find the most perfect mugs. They have all the love scriptures on there, love is patient, love is kind, there was a whole shelf full of them, I was so excited, I scoop them all up, get them in my cart, go up to the cashier, I get up to the cashier, and I'm waiting, and this woman was very slow. I mean, this woman redefined the word slow. So I'm there and I'm tapping my foot, and finally another cashier steps up. So she comes right there. So I was the next one in line. Now the protocol is if you're the next in line, you're the one to go. So I'm ready to go out of the corner of my eye. I see someone trying to jump ahead of me. Well, I barrel through, get right there, right up to the cashier. And the woman looks at me like I'm some kind of a jerk. I'm like, you know, why? I mean, I was the first in line. Well, I look next to me, and here is this little old lady with a walker. I had really barreled right in front of this woman. Here I am with all my love cups. Love is patient. Love is kind. Yes, as long as I'm not running over little old ladies. But anyway, this is definitely a story of being in the flesh. So I have 3 points today. How are we led by the Spirit? What is the flesh? And where is the battle won? Now, we are made up of 3 parts, spirit, soul, and body. We are spirit beings, and we are made in the image of God. We have a soul, which is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we live in a body, and we have 5 senses. It's sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. So what I want us to do is to try to get us to be more spirit conscious. So we have to think of ourselves in this order. I am a spirit being, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Now it's our spirit that is born again. At the moment of salvation, what happens is the Holy Spirit comes into us. So how are we led by the Spirit? There's only one way. It's by the Spirit. It's in our spirit. That's how we're led. Why? Because the Holy Spirit communicates to us through our spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't communicate to us through our mind because the Holy Spirit isn't in our mind. But now the mind is command central because it's in the mind that we will discern, is this the voice of the Spirit? Is this the voice of the flesh? But we need to remember the Holy Spirit communicates to us through the Spirit. So in other words, we are not being led by the Spirit if we're following our emotions. We are not being led by the Spirit if we're following our own will. And we are not being led by the Spirit if we're following any random desire that might come into our bodies that could lead to sin. We are led by the Spirit one way, and that's by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's intuitive. It's just a knowing. It's like you just know something. It's not reasoning. You know, reasoning in our mind is 1 and 1 is 2. But the Spirit bypasses that reasoning. It's intuitive. And the Holy Spirit, it will never lead us wrong. The Holy Spirit will always lead us in the way we should go. And this develops over time. You can have a confidence that as time goes on, this will develop. Now the flesh, what is the flesh? The flesh is a way of thinking that opposes what the spirit is saying. Now, Romans 8:5 says this very, very clearly. It says, those who live according to the flesh, they have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live according to the spirit have their mind set on what the spirit desires. So how are we led by the spirit? We have our mind set on what the spirit desires. Our mind is set on it. We choose, I'm going to be led by the spirit rather than my emotions. We choose, I'm going to be led by God's will rather than my own. We choose not to be led by any random desire that just might rise up in our body. But again, then we have to discern what is the spirit, what is the flesh. Is it the spirit that's leading me, or is it my emotions? Is it God's will, or is it my own? But what we have to do is just take a moment and ask God, is this will? Is this your will? What is your will? And pray, God, not my will, but yours, and have a confidence that he will lead you in that. And he leads us in that in many ways. He leads us in that by the word of God. You know, God's will always line up with his word. And plus, he'll give you a word for the season and a word for the day. He'll give you a word to help guide you in whatever decisions you're making. He gives us confirmation through other people. We get confirmation about the leading that we're being led in his direction. He does that through the prophetic. We'll get a prophetic word. We also have a confidence that we're being led in the right way, because God actually put us in that position to make that decisions we might be making. So this is the confidence that we have, that we can truly know we are being led in God's way. Now, as for our emotions, you know, just because something feels right doesn't make it right. And that's because God, the Spirit, doesn't lead us through our feelings. It leads us only one way. It communicates to us through our spirit. Now, in a teaching I did with the ladies, and they related to this, and I could relate to this too. You know, our emotions, I gave this illustration, our emotions are like waves. You know, an emotion, it rises up in you, just like a wave. And you can choose which ones you're going to ride and which ones you're not going to ride. And if emotion rises up that's just not a good emotion, you can just jump off that wave. You do not have to ride that wave. And I'll tell you, I learned early on in ministry, when leading a ministry, that when an intense emotion might start to rise up in me, whether it's anger or irritation or frustration or patience, if I'm going to overreact, my motto is no reaction is better than an overreaction. And the reason I have this mindset is before Pastor Adam, the leadership that I had sat under, many of them overreacted. And when the leader overreacts, I mean, it is like a chain effect and everybody starts to overreact. I mean, it's sheer chaos and such confusion. So early on, I set my mind on, before I was even in any leadership position, I said, nope, I am not going to overact. So again, because I'd set my mind on this, I was ready for the spirit to be the one to control me. So what would happen if an incident came up? What would happen is the spirit of self-control. That was there. The fruit of the spirit is self-control. That would kick in because I had made a decision. I am not going to follow the desires of the flesh. So what is the flesh? It is a way of thinking. It's a choice. Am I going to follow the spirit? Or am I going to follow the flesh? I decided to follow the spirit and jump off that wave. Yes. But you know, sometimes as far as being in the flesh, isn't it true that our loved ones, they're the ones that get to see us the most in the flesh? They really do. So of course, my dear loved one I love with all my heart is my husband, Jim. So he does get to see me the most in the flesh. So I got to thinking of a time with this. A few years back, Jim had open heart surgery. You know, and it went really well. But the thing is, the nightmare of having that, you would have thought that was the biggest nightmare. I'll tell you, you know what the biggest nightmare was? Having to ride with me for 1 month. He couldn't drive and I drove him around. Now, anyone who's ever driven with me, they can relate. Yes, usually people only let me drive maybe once and then they say, it's okay, I'll drive. People are usually, they wave at me a lot when I drive. The thing is, it's usually just kind of a one finger kind of wave. But anyway, here is Jim, his worst nightmare. I am driving him around for a month. So he has to stay in the back seat. redefines the word backseat driver. So he is in this backseat and he is barking orders at me. Go there, do this, slow down, quit now. Oh my, put on your blinker. Barking these orders at me. So basically I got the, you know what he was like? He was like the Great Dane. Arf, arf, arf. And I was like the Chihuahua. Arf, 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 arf. He's like, arf, arf, arf. Well, I've got to tell you, the first few times, this is what happened. And so we said, we got to chill out here. We have got to chill out. We are in the flesh, and this is getting us nowhere. So what happened is we just made our mind up. Yes, what does the spirit desire? We're going to go to what the spirit desires. So the next time, before we got into the car, we had already made up our mind. So because we had the spirit, we're led by the spirit. And what happened? The spirit of self-control was there. And then the next thing that came in was patience. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this works in all of our relationships. In all of our relationships, the spirit of self-control is always there for us. You can just take a breath, and then the other fruits of the spirit can step in. So again, what is the flesh? It is a way of thinking. So I have it tells us in Galatians, it really spells it all out for us very clearly, I might ask. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Acts of the flesh are obvious. They are sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, fractions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. But then it goes on to say what the fruit of the Spirit is. Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We have to remember we are spirit beings. And the Spirit of God is in us and will empower us to fight this battle. But today, my focus isn't so much on the flesh. I want to focus on the spirit and how the spirit can take its rightful place in leading us in this life. You know, Jesus, when he taught us to pray, he taught us to pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. The Holy Spirit will never lead us into temptation. The Holy Spirit will lead us always away from us. But you might say, then why? Why do I still struggle with something? It's sins. It's a way of thinking that will lead to sin. It's a way of thinking that will lead to having a bad behavior. So bottom line, what do we need to do? We have to change our thinking. And how do we do it? We reprogram our minds. Just like a computer, you can reprogram it, put in all new data. And what we reprogram it with is with the Word of God. Yeah, and as we fill our mind with God's word, with God's ways, and we just start kind of pushing our own train of thought out there that doesn't line up. And I'll tell you, every day it can get more and more like that, more and more. Now, Proverbs, it talks about another thing in here, and this is Proverbs 22:2. It says, a man may think their own ways are right, but the Lord, he weighs the heart. Now, if our motives are off, our thinking will be off. If our motives are off, our heart won't be in the right place. But how do we develop that heart? We develop that through our intimate relationship with the Lord. And the closer we walk with him, the more we are with him, the more that our ways and our hearts and our motives will line up because of this beautiful love relationship we have with him. Now, our minds, they get renewed by the Word of God. And it talks about this in Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then you will be able to test and approve the good, pleasing, perfect will of God. How do we test it? God, is it my will? Is it yours? We set our mind on what the Spirit desires. And we pray, oh God, not my will, but yours be done. God, please have my motives line up and show me, God, what is your will? What is your will? Your good, pleasing, perfect will. Yes, and we can go there. We can walk in it. Why? Because we've set our minds on doing things God's way. We've set our mind. Now, God taught me a while back, if someone offends me or hurts me, the quicker I get over it, the better. I read this book. I call it The Bait of Satan. It literally changed my life. Because in this book, it shows how offense is truly, that is the thing that is his bait. And what it does is offense, it pits one against the other. It just pits them. And that's what we see, offense. Do we see this in this country? People pitted one against the other. Well, when I read this book, it had such an impact on me. I absolutely refuse to be offended. It is, that's it. There's just no going there, whatever it takes. So I set my mind, what does the Spirit desire? I set my mind on seeing things through God's eyes, seeing others through God's eyes. I set my mind on the Word of God. And what does the Spirit desire? The Spirit desires that I should walk in love. So that's what I do. I choose to walk in love. I choose to say no bitterness. I refuse. That's why quickly, you've got to get it there before it'll even take root. I refuse to let bitterness take root in my heart. I refuse to. But for one thing, it is very bad for my complexion. I mean, have you ever seen a woman my age that is filled with bitterness? Forget about it. Their faces look like roadmaps. They do. Yeah, but love, it's like a facelift. It lifts you up. Yes, joy, it'll lift you up. But it's true. So I make that choice. I make that conscious decision. I choose to walk in that. But in the world that we live in today, you know, you look out and you see it. And so many people are offended. I see people offended more now than I ever did in my lifetime. People are so offended so easily. I mean, you can't even have a difference of opinion with someone else without them attacking you. You see people attacking one another. This is what you see. People are so offended. But you and I, we are children of God. We are in the world. But Scripture says we are not of the world. We have been set apart. God has called us to be his own. And the Spirit of God is in us. And the fruit of the Spirit is there to lead us. Yes, as we set our mind on what the Spirit desires, that will start to flow out of us. And the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we fill our minds with the Word of God, our thinking will begin to line up with God's ways. I have a story that I want to share, or an illustration that Pastor Adam gave. And it's one of my favorite stories. And he talks about when he's in the gym. This was back before the pandemic, when he could actually go to the gym. So he would be in the gym and minding his own business in the gym, riding on, you know, on the stair climber, doing his thing there. And all of a sudden, what would run in front of him would be a woman, women, I guess, down there. Some of them are scantily clad. So this woman would walk by him, but he was prepared to be led by the Spirit. So you know what he does? He immediately thinks of Susan, and then he goes to the Scripture in Proverbs. He says in his mind, "May I rejoice in the wife of my youth. May her breast satisfy me at all times." Remember, the flesh is a way of thinking that opposes the Word of God. How do we fight it? We fight it with the Word. Before he even went to the gym that day, he was already ready. Why? Because he made a decision that he was going to be led by what the Spirit desired. He made that decision before he went in, and he was already, yes. So if you're struggling with some sin, I mean, there's something that you just can't seem to get past, you're always in the flesh, it's because you have not made up your mind. It's a decision that we make that we will not be led by the flesh, but we are going to be led by what the Spirit desires. In the moment of salvation, something happens very different in you. At the moment of salvation, I remember it, sin, you become so sensitive to sin like never before, because the Holy Spirit's going to let you know about it. And so what happens is you're sensitive, your conscience becomes so tender and sensitive to sin. But then your reasoning, your mind, that's a different story. In your mind, it's one and one makes two. And I always say it, if you can justify it, you'll do it. That's how we see some people that, you know, in these places of ministry, why do they fall? They've started to justify sin. And what happens is the more you do it, you start with something little, it can build, and you'll become insensitive. You'll just become less and less sensitive to sin. And you know what this is called? It's called a seared conscience, where your conscience that was once just so tender and tender to knowing sin, it becomes deadened. I have a great illustration of this that I found. It was about a younger man that was having coffee with an older gentleman. The older gentleman had brewed it in one of his coffee pots anyway. The younger man, he could hardly drink it. It was so hot, it burnt even trying to go down. Now the older gentleman, he gulped it down with no problem because after years of drinking this hot coffee, his throat itself had become seared. It became deadened. It was deadened there. So it didn't have any feeling anymore. And spiritually, that can happen to us. It is so important that we keep a tender conscience. If not, there is just no telling whatever trouble we could get into. We could get into a lot of trouble if we don't have a tender conscience. Now, not that we're going to live a totally sin-free life, no. But the more tender our conscience is, we will be keenly aware of it. We'll be recognize it when it happens. And the way to keep a tender conscience is every day, without fail, you go before the Lord and see it. God, has I sinned in any way today? And let him show you in it whatever he might show you. You just repent, you ask for his forgiveness, and you ask for him to help you. Say, God, help me this day. Help me to overcome this. Help me not to do this again. And he will. We have to be so careful that our conscience does not become dulled. We must follow Paul's example, he said in Acts 24:16. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. So if we want to hear from God, we want to hear from God and be led by his spirit, we need to keep our conscience tenser. And that happens as we draw close to God. That happens as we confess our sins. That happens as we run to God and not away from him. So in conclusion, I'll take another sip here. Very good. In conclusion, how are we led by the Spirit? It's a decision we make to set our mind on what the Spirit desires. And with that, the Spirit will fill us. As we look to the Spirit, he'll fill us with self-control. He'll fill us with love. He'll fill us with peace. He'll fill us with patience. If we just look to him, he will fill us. And when seeking God's will, we can have a confidence that we will know it as we renew our mind in the Word of God. And as we pray, not my will, but yours be done. And as we align our hearts with God through our relationship with him, he will show us his will. We have a confidence in that. So what is the flesh? The flesh is a way of thinking that is in opposition of God's ways. It's a way of thinking that will lead to sin. It's a way of thinking that will lead to bad behavior. What is the flesh? It's allowing our emotions to lead us. What is the flesh? It's allowing our will to lead us rather than God's. What is in the flesh? It's like just responding to any random desire that might rise up that could possibly lead us to sin. So where is the battle won? It's battle is won in our mind. We decide which way we're going to go. Our mind is set. We win the battle because our mind is set on what the Spirit desires. Now, Romans 8:5 says it so clearly. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Yes. It all starts when we're born again. Yeah, because the moment we're born again, what happens? The Holy Spirit comes in with our spirit and communicates to our spirit. So it comes at that moment when we're a clean vessel. We ask God to forgive our sins. The Holy Spirit comes in. Romans 10:9 tells us, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's a confession of our faith. It's a simple prayer where you ask Jesus to be your Lord of your life, to be the Savior of your life. And as soon as you do, you ask for the forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit will come into you. Now, if you're not sure if you're born again, pray with me. You pray a simple prayer of faith. Or if you've never prayed that before, this could be that day. Yes, you just give yourself to the Lord and his Spirit will come in to lead you in all things. So if that's you, bow your head and pray with me right now. Say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross to pay for my sins. I now turn from my sin and receive that forgiveness. And by faith, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart, forgive me my sins, and save me, Lord Jesus. So let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for this wonderful time in your word. I just thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. And we will rejoice, Lord God, in it. And we ask that this day and all the days of our lives, Lord God, we will lean unto you. We will know what it is to be led by the Spirit in all things, Lord God. Be led by the Spirit, knowing your will, walking in your will, as we look you, as we choose that. We choose to be led by the Spirit rather than by the flesh. And we ask all of these things and you for you to strengthen us. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. For more information on our church, or if you'd like to give a financial gift, just go to our website, emcnj.org.